Mary was assumed body and soul into heaven. This is an article of our Catholic faith. This is what we are celebrating on the Feast of the Assumption. Father Richard Taylor, a New Testament scholar who teaches at the Pontifical Beda College and at the Angelicum University here in Rome, explains the meaning of Our Lady's Assumption into Heaven.
Well, it's so old, it's an older tradition than the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception, even though people had accepted, as you know, that Our Lady had died. It was repugnant to Christian sensitivity that, in fact, the person who had been the mother of the Son of God in all his purity and goodness should somehow or other have gone back to dust. That didn't seem, in Christian sensibility, to be the right thing to do. So therefore, that what pertained with regard to her Son, who was resurrected from the dead, should also pertain with regard to her who had been responsible for his mortal presence in the world, for bringing him into the world. So, obviously, it's making a major statement about the nature of humanity. What, therefore, humanity is, it means that a person, body and soul, in all the integrity and unity that that implies, is totally and absolutely saved and absolutely with God. So, therefore, the Assumption was a way of understanding that salvation had been given totally to Mary, and to articulate that in its fullness would have meant, necessarily, saying that she was there, body and soul, in the totality of her personhood with her Son. So that seems never to have been a problem with regard to the primitive Christian community as it understood Our Lady with regard to her Son. Now, across the centuries, of course, this grew and grew. And worth mentioning, by the way, that Napoleon, as you know, wasn't famous for being a Catholic, was born on the Feast of the Assumption. And so that is the reason in France that the Assumption is their national holiday. And when you, therefore, take a place like France, which is famous for separation of church and state, you still find the Assumption is the day in France when, effectively, they are celebrating, shall we say, their national holiday. I also think there are other aspects about the Assumption that are immensely attractive. When we talk about salvation, it's an abstract word. Or when we talk about the Assumption, again, it's an abstract word. But we shouldn't think that way. We should talk about a person, somehow living relationally. And then if we are talking about Our Lady living relationally, who was she in the greatest relationship with? Well, obviously, with her Son. And if we find total truth and goodness and beauty in her Son, we would surely expect that we would find participation in that truth, beauty and goodness in his mother. So to think of a woman expressing herself in her individuality as Mary of Nazareth, then the Assumption is a way of seeing here the articulation of the fullness of her being in all her splendour with her Son.
Which is a beautiful way of looking at it, isn't it?
So, in other words, we should obviously think of Our Lady as being totally and absolutely happy in her relationship with her Son in an ultimate and unsurpassable way. And that's basically how we should think about it, not as an abstract notion, but, as I say, as a human being exercising her personality in its total fullness.
But does this teaching mean that our Blessed Mother did not die?
There are at least three claimants for her tomb, shall we say. You've mentioned the Dormition, Mount Sion in Jerusalem. And then you have also in the valley of the Cedron, you've also got a commemoration of her having actually been interred there. And then we mustn't forget Ephesus, because, you see, the tradition was that she had lived with the beloved apostle, disciple in Ephesus. So what's interesting is that the church didn't have, I'm talking about the church now, as believers relating with Our Lady as being eternally with her Son in the fullness of her being. They never seemed to have much worry about her dying. And when the dogma of the Assumption was proclaimed, that was left open, because the Assumption dogma in 1950, it just said when the days of her earthly life were over. And it doesn't say how they were over, except that having been over, she was effectively in the fullness of her humanity with her Son. So that's something healthy about it, that what we're talking about here is that Our Lady was born the way other people come into this world, and that she brought her son into the world in the way that other people bring their sons into the world, and then that he left the world the way other people die, and that she herself could very well have left the world the way other people died. In other words, this is not the realm of myth. It's rather the realm of explicitation of what it is like to be loved completely, because that's what it is. In other words, the assumption is the name that you give to being completely and absolutely loved. And that, of course, wouldn't be possible unless it involved the integrity of humanity, body and soul, in all personhood.
And that's why we celebrate the Feast of the Assumption.
And that's why we're celebrating the Assumption.